The following program is sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection.
Psalms chapter 63. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. O God, you're my God, and early will I seek you. Do those words describe your relationship with God? Are you thirsty for him? Listen to the words. Does your soul and flesh long for him? Most importantly, are you seeking him? This is what God laid on my heart, this word seek, and that's what I want to talk about, is the need to seek, the need to be aggressive and the pursuer of God. Are you seeking him? Do you long for him? Are you after him? Are you seeking him? Listen, if I'm going to live for God, if I'm going to be strong, if I'm going to have a vital relationship with Jesus Christ, I must seek God daily and fervently. I must seek God daily and fervently. When we are weak with God, temptation is strong. When we're strong with God, temptation is weak. The stronger I am with God, the more I'm seeking God, the weaker temptation is. The weaker I am, the less that I seek God, the stronger temptation becomes in my life. I must earnestly, daily, fervently seek God. Often we see someone in an awesome relationship with the Lord, and we say, they must have been born that way, and that's what I've always wanted. Or you know, they found something. Like we act like they found something. Like you know, they're different. They're something about. No, they're not. They're just earnestly seeking God. They're seeking God. They're seeking him daily. They're seeking him fervently. That's the difference between people who have the touch of God and the favor of God and the presence of God in their words, in their spirit, in their prayers, in their disposition, the way they live. There's a difference in those people because they seek God. You don't stumble upon a great relationship with God. Listen to me, young people. You're not born with it. You have to seek it. You have to seek it through the scriptures, the reading daily of the scriptures. You have to seek it through giving God. And I don't even like using that word have to. I really want you to understand that there's a place in God where it is who you are to seek God. It's not a have to, that's what I want to do. I don't want a Sunday morning thing with God. I want to seek him. And there are two reasons that someone has a relationship that's powerful with God. I believe everybody here who has come that's a believer sincerely desires, if you were asked, could you have a powerful relationship with God, you would say absolutely yes. But I don't know if you understand what you have to. You have to seek him. It requires something of you. And there are two things that people with a powerful relationship with God will always have that I've noticed through the years. Number one, they will have people pouring into their life. If they have a powerful relationship with God, you can count on it. They have people in their life who pour into them. On the spiritual side, they pour into them and shape. They're being shaped by people, or they are going through pain. And there's something about problems and pain that can help you develop a powerful, powerful relationship with God. The word today is seek. Seek. So whether it's problems or pain that drives you into that place to seeking God, and there's nothing like problems and pain to make us turn to the Word, make us turn to prayer, make us turn to God with all of our heart, to get spiritually minded and seek Him and go after Him and ask and pray. Or it's people pouring into our life or listening to iPods or listening to speakers all week long and listening to TV shows or whatever it is that feeds your spirit. These are the things that can help us seek God. But in Psalms chapter 9 and verse 10, and those of you who know your name will put your trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Some of you today feel like you're forsaken. Some of you feel like God's nowhere in your situation. You got problems going on. Notice he says, I won't forsake the person who seeks me. If you'll seek me and read my scripture, if you'll seek me and get along with me and pray about your problems, I will not forsake you. Psalms 10, let's go right, turn right to Psalms 10 and verse 4. The wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. Now notice something about wickedness. God's definition of wickedness is wickedness does not seek God. Wickedness does not take the time to read that book and to get along with God and to cultivate their spirit and to create an atmosphere in their life of God consciousness. Wickedness does not seek God. Righteous people seek God. The wicked in his proud countenance does not, listen to why, proud countenance. I don't need to seek God. I'm okay. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I don't have to seek God. If the last thing that comes up in your mind when somebody's sick in your house is God, you're not seeking God. The first thing that ought to come up is let's pray. The first thing that ought to come up with problems and challenges with your children is not who we're going to run to, who can we call, who can we pray. Let's seek God. Let's seek God. Let's seek God about this. Let's see. We seek God about our problems and our issues. Look at Psalms 27 and verse 8 concerning seeking. When you said, seek my face. This is some David praying it to God. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. He goes on to say, if my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me if I'll seek him. If I'll seek him. Listen to what he said. When you said, seek my face, my heart said, your face, Lord, I will seek. See, what he's saying there is God will absolutely whisper to you, in your walk with Jesus, seek my face. I miss you. You're not who you started out to be. You're not seeking me. Seek my face. Don't eat that meal today. Fast. Seek my face. And he said, my heart says back to you, your face will I seek. Hey, come read the Bible. Hey, you hear this voice. Hey, read the Bible. Hey, read the Bible. That's the Holy Spirit. And he's saying, seek my face. Seek my face. Don't ignore me again and again and again and again and again. Seek my face. And my heart says, your face, Lord, will I seek. Psalms 34 and verse 10. Turn right to Psalms 34 and verse 10. I laid it out so that you can just keep turning right. It's real easy. Psalms 34 and verse 10. I love this verse. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. You know, when I began to seek the Lord as a young teenager, I didn't know all these verses. I didn't know that He'll withhold no good thing. I'll lack nothing. I'll lack no good thing if I seek the Lord. You know that a spouse or a mate for life is a good thing? Do you know a husband, a wife is a good thing? Do you know children that are blessed are a good thing? Well, how? Look, that family's just blessed. They just luck up. No, they're not. They're seeking God. And if you seek God, you will lack for no good thing. A house, a car, a job, increase, blessing, success, prosperity, healing, help, strength, peace, direction, will of God. It's all in seeking Him. He'll withhold nothing. He said, the young lions lack, but you won't lack anything. There's nothing that I will withhold from the person who will daily and fervently keep on seeking me. Through the ups, through the downs, through the plenty, through the want, through the good times, through the bad times, you just stay in that word and you stay in God and you go after God and you're seeking Him every day, daily, fervently. Psalms 40 and verse 16. Let all of those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love you say salvation continually. The Lord be magnified. Let all of those who seek you rejoice and be glad. I'm telling you that if you seek the Lord, He'll give you joy. He'll give you gladness. He'll cause you to have joy no matter what's going on in your life. Because our joy does not come from the world. Our happiness is not determined by happenings. Our joy source is Jesus Christ. He is the center of our life. And He says, if you'll seek me, there will always be a portion of gladness and rejoicing that you have in your life. Jeremiah 29 and 11 is one of those famous scriptures. And we love to speak it over our young people. But we only quote half the verse. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and pray to me and I'll listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. That hope, that future, that plan, that big deal, that destiny and purpose that God has put you on this earth will only be found if you seek me. And if you seek me, you will, and search for me with all of your heart, you will find me. But you got to seek it. You've got to seek it. I tell you, when I got saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, as a young teenager, I began to seek God. I'm concerned that young people don't just come to an altar, and even adults, and we just become religious people. And we don't have a heart that's desperately seeking for God. Because the key to finding the will of God, finding the direction and path and plan that God has for your life, there is no question He has it. I know the plans I have for you to give you a future, to give you hope. But you'll only get it if you seek me. Quit wasting your life. Quit wasting your days. Quit getting up and ignoring this book. If you seek me, I'm going to direct your life. Acknowledge me in all of your ways. I will direct your path. Seek me. Get that trash out of your car that's filled with vulgarity and filth and get some worship and seek me. Live in an atmosphere of seeking me. Praying to me, talking to me, seek me. A.W. Tozer said, for there will be no manifestation of God to His people apart from earnest seeking. We see people with an awesome relationship with God. You know, we just say, boy, they just have an awesome. No, they don't. They're earnestly seeking. They're earnestly seeking. They're earnestly going back to the Word daily and fervently and seeking, listening, pouring the Word in, because this is what we are called to do. Out of that, God begins to move. Then He puts a Word. It's funny, you'll read a scripture. If you read it for yourself, God will burn that Word in your spirit. And a few days later, you'll come to church and somebody will preach on it. And just coincidentally, somebody will bring it up over here and it'll come. And out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, God will say, I'll establish your destiny because you spent time to seek me in the Word. That's how God does it. It really is. And you're cheating yourself. It's not to become some kind of religious freak that, no, when you seek God, there's something powerful that is released into your life. I want to go to a scripture that I'm going to close with this one and one more, but in 2 Chronicles 26, he sought God in the days of Zechariah. He had understanding and visions of God as long, and here's what God lit up in my soul, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. I want every business person in this room, I want every person, I want every teenager, I want every college student, I want every young man, every young woman, I want every person to listen to that verse again. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. What did that look like? Verse 7 said God helped him against the Philistine. God helped him. He had God help against his enemies. Verse 8 said that his fame spread as far as the entrance of Egypt, for he became exceedingly strong. Verse 15 said that he started inventing stuff. He had devices that he invented by skillful men, and their fame spread wide and far, for he was marvelously helped till he became strong. Verse 16, but when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Notice that there is a strength in weakness, and there is a weakness in strength. The strength of weakness is when I'm weak, then he is strong, and I'm seeking him, and as long as I seek him, he made me to prosper. But the dangerous period for all of us is when God blesses us and we stop seeking him, because then when we look strong, we're really weak because it's our effort and God is not in it. And my deal to you today is, as long as he sought the Lord, if you don't get nothing else out of this message, you ought to take that verse and put it up in your business and put it up somewhere on your desk and say, as long as I seek the Lord, God will make me to prosper. But if I ever get so strong that I lose my seeking, I don't go to the scriptures anymore, I don't have time to do that anymore, I don't have time for prayer, I don't do much fasting. He says, seek my face, but I know I'm distant, I know I'm cold, I know I'm just going along, bumping along in my walk, but I'm not going to seek your face. No, I'm a busy man. Then a problem will come. And Genesis, last verse, and then I'm going to close with one little statement. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7. God said to Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do not do well, sin lies at the door. One translation says, sin is crouched like a lion at the door. And its desire is for you. I want you to think of the faces of your loved ones. Think of the faces of yourself, your wife, your husband, all of it. And sin has a great desire crouched at the door outside your house, ready to rip to shreds and pieces. And then he says, but you should rule over it. So here's what I found this in an article this week, and I thought it was profound. I really did. And I wrote it down. How to fall flat on your face. And he warned about David. He's talking, I'll sum it up. He's talking about David. This author was talking about David in this little article. And he said, the most dangerous time in a person's life is in the prosperous time. And he said, when the kings went out to battle, David stayed home. Because he didn't need to do that seeking stuff anymore. I'm good. I'm blessed. So watch this. This writer said these words, and I think they've got a little outline. When you're in prosperous times lead to passive wheels. And passive wheels lead to overpowering emotions. And overpowering emotions lead to impure thoughts. And impure thoughts leads to private sin. Now catch this part. This was the most powerful thing to me. And private sin leads to public consequences. Private sin always, every time, eventually leads to public consequences. And sin's crouched at the door. You may have a beautiful, wonderful family, but I promise you, sin is crouched at the door. And I don't want this to be some kind of negative. No. What I'm saying to you is it ought not to rule over you. It doesn't have to go that way. If you'll seek Him, He'll give you strength. If you'll seek Him, He'll give you wisdom. If you'll seek Him, He'll give you success. If you seek Him when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against it. If you'll seek Him, no weapon formed against you will prosper. If you'll seek Him, God will help you. And as long as we seek the Lord, God will make us to prosper. How long? When's the last time you heard that voice? Seek my face. And your heart said, not your head, your heart said, your face will I seek. I must seek Him daily. I must seek Him fervently. And if I will, I will rule over it. Whatever it is for you, you can rule over it. You can rule over it. Now, I want you to stand to your feet all over this room and at every campus. Now, I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit here right now. You don't have to do this. But does anybody hear that voice saying, seek me? Get out of your seat for a few moments. Break the norm. And walk down an aisle in total humility and surrender. And say, God, I'm coming to start anew, a fresh seeking of your word, a searching for you, a seeking as the water, as a parched desert longs for water, my flesh longs for you. Just come. You can stand. If God's speaking to you, would you say from your heart, your face will I seek? Your face will I seek? And I don't care what anybody thinks. You say, well, we can't all get down there, but there's something about physically moving and obeying God when His voice speaks to you. It is important. Obedience is important to God. And everybody pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I seek you. And you said, if I seek you, that I would find you. And today, I have found you. I see you on the cross. You shed your blood for me. It cleanses me. It forgives me of all my sins. I know sin is at the door, but I have you. Therefore, I have authority over it. And I receive you as my Savior. Teach me to seek you. Teach me to read that book he's got in his hand. Every day of my life, I want to grow. I want to be seeking you earnestly and daily because you have a future and you have a hope and a purpose for my life. I receive it in Jesus' mighty name. As you've watched this program today, I don't believe that God is finished with you. He's a God of restoration. He's here to restore you, to heal you, to love you. And today, if you are ready to get right with God, if you feel far from Him, and it seems like your dreams have been torn to pieces, wherever you are watching this program, pray with me right now. Say, Lord Jesus, just say these words, Lord Jesus, I call on you. I need you. Here's my broken life. Here's the broken pieces of the dream that has been shattered. But I thank you that you are the restorer.
You are the one who can take the broken pieces and make something beautiful out of my life. I surrender to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I'd love to hear from you. And if you prayed that prayer, just pick up the phone and dial the number or go online and tell us what God has done in your life. I believe today that the Word of God is changing everything in your life. And I want to ask you to join us with an urgent need that we have to build a home for teenage girls who are struggling with addiction. Their lives have been torn to pieces. The devil has whispered failure to them. And if we don't intervene in time, he'll drive them to the lowest, darkest place he can put them in. But we can change the way the story ends for these girls. Their failure does not have to be final. We're going to build a safe place for them to be cared for, fed, clothed, counseled, and loved. And most importantly, restored by the power of Jesus Christ. I can't wait to see this home built and filled with girls from the age of 14 to 17 who desperately need the restoration power of Jesus Christ. My announcer's going to share how you can be a part of this miracle.
Alcohol and drug abuse is a devastating epidemic in the United States today, with young girls and women becoming the fastest growing demographic. Nearly 5 million women over the age of 12 have a substance abuse problem, and over 200,000 of them die each year due to their addictions. These women need your help. This month, we're partnering with New Beginnings to build a dormitory for teenage girls struggling with addiction. Your generosity will assist in building this new dorm, as well as giving recovery, hope, and the life-changing message of Jesus. For your gift of $35 or more, you'll receive Jensen Franklin's message, "Your Failure Is Not Final," and custom bookmark. With your gift of $300 or more, you'll also receive God's Masterpiece Journal and the Jensen Franklin Legacy Bible. With your generous seed of $1,000 or more, your name will be commemorated on a wall of recognition at New Beginnings, and you'll receive the special edition Legacy Bible. Your generosity will save countless lives of young girls by showing them the life-transforming love of Jesus. Call the number on the screen or visit us online today.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.